Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him about our troubles. He will hear our faint cry. And he will answer by and by.
And when you feel the prayer will turn it,
then you know the fire is burning.
You will have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right.
Does it make it all right?
Yes, yes.
Hey.
Lord, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Thank
you, Lord. Hey.
You couldn't have a talk with Jesus if you wasn't in the family. Amen.
Hey.
God is so good. Ephesians, the first chapter, fifth verse. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you. You are so good. And I love you so much. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you that the spirit of adoption of the Holy Ghost would fall so heavily in this place in Jesus' name that you would remind us of your goodness, of your mercy, and of your grace in Jesus' holy name. And I thank you. And I praise you in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
And it says, having predestinated unto us the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen.
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 And then in the sixth verse, if you go down a little bit, it says, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved.
Yes.
Amen?
Right.
That he has made us the children of Almighty God, accepted in the beloved, accepted in the family of Almighty God. Nobody else may like you. You may have been rejected by this and that and everything else, but you have not been rejected by Jesus. You are in the family of Almighty God. Your mama may reject you. Your daddy may reject you. Your loved ones may reject you. You may reject yourself, but Jesus has not rejected you. You are in the beloved of Almighty God.
Amen?
That will not change, because God don't change. His mercy don't change. His love don't change. His grace don't change. He's not going to change for you. Regardless of how ugly you act or how ugly you may be, it doesn't make a difference. You're beautiful in God's sight, because it's according to his will, his plan and purpose for your life.
Amen.
You are accepted in the beloved. In the beloved, the family of Almighty God. Amen. In Romans 8th chapter, 15th verse, then it says, "For we have not received the spirit of bondage again." Amen.
Amen.
We received it one time. But it says, "But we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." Amen.
Amen.
We have received it. If you're not going to receive it again, means you received it at one time.
Amen.
You had it at one time.
Yes.
If you say you was never bound, you're a liar.
Amen.
And your bed is hell.
That's right.
Because all liars go to hell.
Amen.
So just fess up and, yeah, I had it at one time, but I'm not going to receive it again.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Because that bondage leads to fear.
Yeah.
I received it one time, but I got rid of it when he gave me the spirit of adoption, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. God gave us that. It was freely given. A gift that is freely given. Amen. But we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Abba is such a tender and compassionate word.
Yes.
Abba is such a word that is so tender and so reverent at the same time.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, my Father.
Yes.
We have received that spirit of adoption that we can cry out, Abba, Father. Father, my Father. Amen. We can cry that out. Like Jesus cried it out on Calvary. We can cry that out. Like Jesus cried it out when he was in the garden. We can cry it out. Like Jesus cried it out when he was outside of the tomb of Lazarus. We can cry it out. Like Jesus cried it out when he opened the blinded man's eyes. When he opened up the deaf ears. When he loosed the tongue. Amen.
Amen.
We can cry it out. In every situation, every circumstance in our lives, we can cry that out. Father, my Father. We can cry it out. The reason we can cry it out is because we have received the spirit of adoption. Amen?
Amen.
We have received that precious gift. Like we were saying, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen?
Amen?
It makes it all right. We can cry it out. We can say it. Because God has given us a name that is above every name.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
But you couldn't get the name. You couldn't get your name changed. The word of God says that you got a new name that's written in glory. It says that in the your name is a, it's written on a white stone. Amen. And Jesus is the one that knows your name. Jesus is. But see, your new name has another new name behind it. Amen.
Right.
Jesus is in there someplace.
Yeah.
When you get adopted, when a child is adopted, they take on the parent's name. Amen.
Amen.
And when they take on the parent's name, they have full benefits and privileges in the house.
Yes. Amen.
They have full privileges and benefits in the house because they have taken the family name. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, if you look in your Bibles, it says, well, we're gonna hold on just a second. And it says, and if children, then heirs. Amen.
Yeah.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want that?
Amen.
Better yet, do you need it?
Amen.
We all need God to show up and be glorified in our lives.
Amen.
Be glorified in our daily situation and circumstance.
Amen.
We need that to take place. We have to have it.
Amen.
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 And God has already ordained that to happen in your life.
Yeah.
For God to get the glory in your life. Whatever situation and circumstance that the devil may have tried to throw in there, God already put a plan in place to take care of that situation.
Amen.
So he will get the glory.
Yes.
So you will be victorious.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And it said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen.
Amen.
Now turn in your Bibles, please, to Philippians, the second chapter, and the 10th verse. Now get a load of this. That at the name of Jesus, amen, who has a right to use the name? Anybody here got a right to use the name?
Amen.
Amen. That at the name of Jesus, it says, every knee should bow. Amen. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Amen.
Yeah.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Now it says should bow right there. Praise God.
Amen.
Every knee should bow. In other words, that is the will of Almighty God. That every need, every knee, every situation, everything that rises up against a child of Almighty God, that one that has been adopted into the family of Almighty God, it is his will that it should bow to the name that is above every name.
Yeah.
that name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 That it should back. But if you go to Isaiah, it says something just a little bit different. Turn your Bibles, please, to Isaiah 45 and 23. But then I know what it says. You got it, Ronald?
Yes, sir. 45:23.
Yeah, what does it say?
I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every deed shall bow, every tongue shall swear.
Amen?
Yes.
Now, one said should. Amen?
Amen.
And the other one said shall.
Yeah.
In other words, it should bow, but you got to do something to make it bow.
Amen.
If you don't use the name according to the will of Almighty God, it ain't going to bow.
Amen.
That's right.
You have got the spirit of adoption living inside of you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But God gave you a gift. It was the gift of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That every knee shall bow.
Now.
It shall bow.
Yes.
Whatever it is, it shall bow in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Say that with me. It shall bow.
It shall bow.
I don't mean it for you to just repeat it. Yes. I mean you to mean it.
Amen.
Every knee shall bow.
Yes.
Whatever it is, it shall bow. The devil shall give way.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to say it with me. Maybe you got some in your life that needs to bow down. Come on, say it with me. Devil!
Devil!
You shall back!
You shall back!
In Jesus' name!
In Jesus' name!
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Devil!
Yeah.
You shall bow!
In the name of Jesus! Yeah!
You can set that sedition if you want to.
Yeah.
But I learned that if when you're anointed there, you need to do it.
Yeah.
Shall bow.
Yes.
You shall give way.
Yes.
You shall stop that lying tongue.
Yes.
In the Jesus, yes. The truth shall rise.
Breathe it.
In Jesus' name, God gave you a gift,
yes.
And it's the gift of Jesus.
Yes.
And only receive it when you have the other gift, which is the spirit of adoption.
Yes. Amen.
No other name can a man be saved except by the name of Jesus.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't get saved on somebody else's name. I can't call no other president. I can't call GW.
Damn.
I can't call Reagan. I can't call old man Bush.
Amen.
I can't call Obama. None of the rest of them.
Damn.
They ain't going to help me.
That's it.
I can't call no congressman.
Right.
They're not going to help me.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to do nothing for me.
Right.
Mitch ain't going to do nothing. He's all caught up in hating the next man. All I can do is call on the name of Jesus. Because
yes.
I've got a right to call on his name.
Yes.
I am in the family.
Yes.
God gave me the gift.
Yes.
That's
it.
Yes.
People can act like they care for you. But oh, that name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus
is the sweetest name that I know. And he's just the same as his holy name.
Amen.
I can rely on his name. I can trust in his name.
Yes.
I can abide in his name.
Yes.
I can whisper his name.
Yes.
He will show up strong and mighty.
Yes.
Because it's in the name. If you say it soft, it's in the name.
Yes.
If you say it loud, it's in the name.
Amen.
But you can have the family name and not use the family name.
Right.
You can have the family name and use it unlawfully, and it don't get you nowhere.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know something? But if we use the family name with assurance, if we use the family name with authority, if we use the family name with confidence, if we use the family name standing in the faith and the will of Almighty God, then he shall bow. I don't see it bowing, just keep on singing. I don't see it breaking, just keep on singing. I don't see the truth coming up and dousing in the corner of the line. Keep on saying the name.
Yeah.
Keep on standing in faith. Keep on holding prayer to the truth that God never fails.
Yeah.
It shall pass.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
The gift of the family name.
Yes.
Yes.
The gift of the family. You have been welcome into the family by the Spirit of God.
Jesus.
The prayer of the gift of the family.
Yes.
Can you even imagine a child that nobody wanted?
Yeah.
That nobody wanted, and all of a sudden you adopted them. And the papers ain't gone through yet. And it's your first Christmas. And they're old enough to understand just a little bit. And they wonder about certain things. They wonder about your name and their name. They wonder why you look different than what they look like. They wonder these things.
Yeah.
How they fit in. There's a whole bunch of turmoil that's inside.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of uneasiness that's inside.
Right.
Are you going to accept me? Are you going to love me unconditionally?
Yeah.
Are you going to hold fast to me? Are you going to leave me?
Yeah.
But on one Christmas morning, as they open up their presents, they open up a box and it's got their name on it, and their name has been changed to the family name. Everything else subsides, and all the fear and the doubt subsides because they got a place. Because you made a place for them in the family, and they got the name, and your head is up a little bit straighter, and the shoulders squared back is just a little bit more, and the back is no longer just over, but it's up straight. Walk a little step in confidence because somebody cares, and they got the family name. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. He brought you in and he gave you the family name.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Ooh,
I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through these veins. I, who was wretched. Amen. I who was wretched, all out there, I now can sing, praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Merry Christmas. You got the family name.